Welcome to the NOLA Drink Show. Join us as we explore the world of drink, food, and culture in New Orleans and beyond. Here's your host, Brian Diaz.
All right, everybody. Hey, welcome to the show. Brian Diaz here with you. Thanks, friends, for being here. Always happy to have you here on the NOLA Drink Show. Look out, two shows in a row. Two new shows in a roll. Yeah, no, we're on a roll because we've done two new shows in a row. I do actually think I say that later on in the featured interview. Just trying to drive home the point there, friends. It's not that exciting. But happy to have you back after our summer break doing some cool new stuff. Here we are. And I'll mention a few programming notes that we have coming up, shows to look forward to. Then I'll get to what we're up to today on our featured interview. But yeah, next week's show, going to be chatting with a very, very fine vodka producer out of Eugene, Oregon, Blood, Sweat, and Tears Vodka. And we're also going to be chatting with someone from the Best Friends Animal Society. And you may go, how does that work? Well, the Best Friends Animal Society is a nonprofit dedicated to transforming and changing the way animal shelters operate, trying to limit or even eliminate euthanization of animals, searching to support adoption programs, all kinds of other animal welfare issues that they tackle. It's a really interesting organization. And the vodka brand, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, has a very interesting story and a sort of natural connection with Best Friends. And we'll get into that. A lot of it circles around a rescued pit bull named Mr. Pickles. So you will hear all about that, as well as we'll talk about the vodka and taste some stuff and learn about what Best Friends does. And we tell you how you can actually get involved and support this very fine national level organization. Then from there, the week after, it looks like we're going to be getting back on the horse with our regular beer shows. You know, the shows we do about once a quarter with our unpaid beer correspondents, Sal and Matt. And we're just putting that one together right now. So be on the lookout for that. I'm sure we'll talk a little bit about some seasonal beers and other interesting topics in the beer world. So yeah, always a pleasure to have my two friends, Matt and Sal, on. It's been a little while. Looking forward to chatting with those guys soon. On this week's show, as I was mentioning just a little bit ago, our featured interview is with Caroline Rosen, the president of the Tales of the Cocktail Foundation. And as you probably know, if you've listened to the show for a while, we do an annual preview every year of the Tales of the Cocktail event. Now, as you also probably know, Tales of the Cocktail, which is the largest spirits and bartender trade event in the world. It happens, usually in July, but you know, pandemic, thanks, 2020, thanks, not happening this year here in town. But they've done a lot of really interesting stuff, some really cool retooling, and they're basically going to be doing a worldwide virtually driven event in the third week of September that you out there can participate in for free. And we're going to tell you all about that. We're going to tell you about what they did to make this event happen. It's September 21st through the 24th. We'll give you all the details there, of course, and let you know what's going to be going on. Caroline, we also talk about aspects of things going on in the industry. We talk about some things, some changes to Tales due to the pandemic, and all kinds of other stuff. It's always fun to have Caroline on. She's such a great guest and a good friend of ours. And we want to give a shout out again to our friends at the Southern Food and Beverage Museum, because that's where we taped this interview. And we're part of the podcast network there. So check it out, Nitty Grits Media Podcast Network. And we've been taping a trickle of shows there over the past few months, because it's a great environment to be in. It allows us to be socially distant from our guests. It's kind of an easy location for people to get to and all that good stuff. So we're taking advantage of that, and we appreciate their hospitality as always. Quick note, friends, that we taped this show after Hurricane Laura. If you're out there and you've been affected by Hurricane Laura, we hope everything is as good as it can be. Friends, if you're out there listening, please try and give it to somebody like the Red Cross, or find another legitimate nonprofit. Beware of scammers, of course, but a legitimate nonprofit and helping those. We know here in New Orleans, it can take years and years of recovery after a storm like this. And that's what it's going to take these people. And one of the things I always say is there's always that long slog to rebuild. There's the big rush to help and immediate aid, which is needed and great. And if you can support now, do so. But please, they're going to need help for months and years. So finding nonprofits that look to support the rebuild efforts and these ongoing needs that are going to be manifest for a long time, that's a great, great, important way to support people that have been affected by Hurricane Laura. Friends, we're going to take a brief break on the show, then we're going to bounce right over to the Southern Food and Beverage Museum, and we are going to chat with Caroline Rosen of Tales of the Cocktail. Come on back.
Dad's been shucking dozens since 42.
Thank you.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. Brian Diaz here with you, WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans and in podcast land, wherever you may be. Thanks for listening into the show, friends. Happy to have you back. Yep, last week was the first new show we had done after our break, and we're bringing you another one. We're on a roll. Two shows new in a row. Look out. Well, maybe we'll do three. Pleased to be joined by our guest and my good friend, Caroline Rosen, who is the president of the Tales of the Cocktail Foundation. Caroline, how are you, buddy?
I'm happy and I'm healthy, right? I think it's a loaded question these days, but very happy today and very healthy, and it is so good to see you from a distance.
Likewise, absolutely. Yeah, and because this does come up every time, have you been working on the social conventions of asking somebody how they are? I haven't come up with an alternative yet.
I know. I have no idea. I'm like, it's a question that I expect a different response from now. You know, like it was just convivial before, but you know, I try to build in a little time, and I try to tell people I'm healthy, right? Like you gotta put in you're healthy these days.
There you go, alive and smiling, right?
Right?
Which is what even that's kind of weird. So I'm still working on it, but yeah, absolutely. Jeez. Well, yes, crazy times. Here we are here, and I want to give a shout out to our friends at the Southern Food and Beverage Museum, where we are taping, and we have been doing that for a while. And you, Caroline, have a relationship here with the Southern Food and Beverage Museum. You have a personal one. There's somebody
yes.
here that I know. Strangely, you all have the same last name.
Yes. So Brent Rosen, who is the president and CEO of the Southern Food and Beverage Museum, is my husband. And I'm actually a past board member as well.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So I was a board member way before Brent got on the SOFAB train. So
okay.
I like to say he was just, you know, copying me, right? He
yeah.
just wanted to get involved.
Well, I mean, he's a smart guy. I understand that. You know, follow what that's actually a great move. I was joking with Brent, too, and you saw the email that I sent, because whenever I tape here, and the show's part of the podcast network here, I've shared that with you all before, but you know, I always will tell Brent, like, who my guest is going to be when I'm taping here, just like if it's somebody he wants to stop by and say
yeah.
hi, or somebody he doesn't know or does know, whatever the case may be. And so when I wrote the email, I'm like, my guest is Caroline Rosen, who is the president of the Tales of the Cocktail Foundation. I'm thinking you may know her. If not, I will be happy to introduce the two of you.
It was so funny. He, like, put it on his calendar. He's like, you're coming to the museum today. I was like, I sure am,
you
buddy.
You sure are, buddy.
What a carpool.
Exactly.
We're never needed at the same place at the same time anymore. So it was actually something I've really been looking forward to. So thanks
great.
For doing this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thanks for being here. And obviously it's been a tough situation for everybody, but tough
yeah.
situation for Tales of the Cocktail. And mm-hmm. well, we were kind of waiting. We always do our annual preview show. I think this is the third year we've done this, usually
yeah.
in June, leading up to the July event that we've known or come to know and love. But you guys have made some significant adjustments. Mm-hmm. And this is kind of why we waited, because you kind of got everything nailed down for September 21st through 24th. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay.
That is correct.
I have short-term memory. I read it this morning, so I remember. But all virtual, right? And what are you guys looking to do? What's happening?
Yeah. I mean, so Tales is usually, you know, a beautiful, sweaty, glorious gathering in New Orleans on Bourbon Street, based out of the Real Sonesta, where we really get to experience and gather with our global community. You know, it definitely started off as a cocktail drinking tour, and it's grown to be one of the most respected gatherings for our industry. And so what we were committed to doing this year is making sure that we could still gather. And we're going to do that virtually. And what I'm really excited about is everything we're doing is free and open to the public.
Oh,
and
cool.
So,
okay.
You know, we always fight to get into seminars, and we're always, you know, having to make sure that we can hit everything at once. What's really great about this platform, where you can go to sign up starting at the end of August at talesofthecocktail.org, is you can watch live seminars, but we also have a whole group of recorded seminars that when you first sign up, you can watch. Those recorded seminars have live Q&As, and everything that's live is recorded and up on the website within an hour.
Oh, cool.
And
okay.
so,
awesome.
You know, if you really want to watch a rum chat with the wonderful Ian Burrell, but you also want to catch what Charlotte is doing with the Hendrix event, you can actually do both.
Yeah, that's
you
great.
Can watch one live and tune in. And, you know, what I'm excited about is I actually think it's an opportunity to share tales with so many people that haven't been able to make it to New Orleans.
Yeah, right.
You know, and even our New Orleanian friends that are like, what the hell is going on? You know, Tales is so big and it's so hard to explain because there are experiences, there's education, there's tasting rooms, there's events, there's dinners. And so sadly, we won't have the dinners this year, but we're still going to have a lot of wonderful education, a lot of community, and I'm really excited to share it with the globe.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So, and you know, one of the core things to me, Caroline, with Tales of the Cocktail, and you know this, the seminars are so important, right? Mm-hmm. And I mean, look, and don't get me wrong, the tastings are great and they're fun and people launch products and some of these things that we're not going to be able to do this year, obviously. But so much of the core, I think, of the identity, and this is just my opinion, of what you guys have done in the past 2 or 3 years, is the seminars bringing issues to the fore that are important to the industry are such an important thing. And these are obviously going to remain intact.
Yeah, absolutely. So we, you know, the way that we look at education is we look at it through culture, business, and beyond the bar. And beyond the bar is everything from sustainability to inclusivity. And so we have our, you know, our set programming that we had, but this year we're also adding live panels. And those are specifically around you know, DEAI work, around COVID.
What DEAI work?
Diversity, equity.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, gosh. Accessibility and inclusion.
There you go. Right on. Okay. Gotcha.
And so, you know, we're living through a moment in global history. And with this platform, what we're able to do is we're actually able to have regional conversations, right? So what we're having is we're having a U.S.-centered COVID panel specifically to look at, in real time, what is the response to COVID? What can we expect going forward? But we're also doing that for Europe. We're also doing that for Middle East. We're also doing that for different global regions, which is really interesting. Mm-hmm. Like, technically, Tales will be 24 hours a day. So we're going to have programming that goes live at the time for our friends in India. We're going to have programming that's going live at an ideal time for our European counterparts. So it's going to be interesting. I'm an early bird. And so I look forward to getting up early and just tuning in to some of the conversations around the globe and having my morning tea, maybe a toddy. It might be hot toddy time by then.
Sure.
In the AC.
Sure. Absolutely.
But, I think nothing wrong with
Kahlua and coffee.
Right? I think I'm having a flashback. Have we done that before?
Yes. Wow. That's right. And Greyhounds. I forgot about that. That's a story for another time.
Tiffany. But, you know, I just think that there's so much that will not be the same, but there's going to be such an opportunity for us to share New Orleans, just a little bit of this New Orleans soul, and to share this community with those that haven't been able to, or those that have been able to in the past. And I'm just looking forward to getting together. We also have when you log onto the website, like one of the things that you can click is called the lobby, and it's like a chat room. You know, we're going old school, but we're going to have different characters in the lobby that you would, you know, typically run into. I'm thinking of you, Colin Appiah, if you're listening. You know, we're going to have certain people placed in that lobby throughout the day just to, you know, try to do fun little things that make it feel like
so
home.
Almost like as if you wandered into the hotel at the Sonesta in the lobby and somebody would be there signing books or exactly. Sampling bitters or whatever we're talking about. Okay, that's really
and
cool.
And we also, I mean, we are working with our bookstore partner that we have for the last decade, which is great. It's a local New Orleans bookstore, and they're offering free shipping.
Oh, cool. Okay.
They're going to have, so like when you log on to the website, there are all these different booths, and so different partners, different media, bookstores, you know, there's opportunities for you to buy things. Each has its own little thing that you can click on. So, you know, Bacardi is going to have a booth, and they're going to have their people kind of popping in and out, William Grant, but we have the bookstore there, and they're going to have book signings, virtual book signings. So
that's cool.
Yeah. I mean, listen, we're trying to be as thoughtful as possible with this. We've obviously all pivoted, and I'm just excited for it to be here.
Yeah, that's great. I think, you know, sort of making lemonade out of lemons, right? In that, I love how you're kind of going to the world, because normally the world would come here. And having that sort of, I'm really intrigued to see what the localized effort does. Like you're talking about how it's going to roll 24/7, and we're looking at overseas on the other half of the globe, other side of the globe, I should say.
Yeah.
And so that's going to kind of be really neat, because then these people are going to be able to share, I mean, granted it will be virtual, but be able to share more of a local vibe themselves, which I think is pretty slick.
Totally. And, there are so many New Orleanians, too, that I'm excited for them to be able to have a glimpse into this world,
yeah.
right? It's just so, there's so much happening, and it's not totally centralized, that it's not like your regular festival that you, like, get a wristband and you go into it, right? You know, Tales, what I love about it is we are all over the city, and there's not one wristband that necessarily gets you into everything, except mm-hmm. for this year. And that's just signing up.
Yeah.
Everyone's a VIP this year.
That's fantastic. Yeah. That's fantastic. So is it pretty much the full complement of, I mean, probably not the same number roughly as times past, or how many are you anticipating ballpark?
You know, this is a year that we really don't know.
Okay.
I mean,
yeah.
you know, we're hoping that we have 30,000 people tune in from across the globe. And I think that that's achievable mm-hmm. for the week and with the eyeballs coming in.
Caroline, so what's the, normally it's about 25,000
yeah.
people show up. Is that
mm-hmm.
right? Okay. Physically. So yeah, that would be great.
So it's, you know, again, I think I have such a hardworking team and, you know, we're all obviously like putting pressure on ourselves. And I'm like, guys, this is the first time we've done it. Right? I mean, it's obviously the 18th Tales, but this is the first time we're going virtual. So there will be hiccups, but we are really, really excited about the content. We're really excited about the experiences. And again, I think it's going to be a fun week.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. And you guys, I know, have been working really hard on it. And so 3 days. So it's the 21st is a Monday, right? So it's a Monday mm-hmm. through Thursday.
Yep.
And so you're able to just kind of, and we'll share all this on the show notes, and you guys will keep me in the loop, I'm sure. So people can just sort of parachute in when they want, parachute out when they want, right?
That's right. So there's going to be a schedule just like you do at Tales. And this schedule is going to have all of the live things that are happening on it, as well as some recorded ones. But what's really cool is, again, you're going to have a whole library of recorded content the first day that you go to sign up at the end of August.
So sort of like an on-demand thing
it's
that you can kind of sitting there ready for you to go.
Right.
Okay, cool.
Right. So you're going to be able to digest some things before. We want to, obviously, if you're able to attend live things, that's ideal. But we also know that this is a weird time. And we wanted to give people different options and how they could interact and find that community. You know, some of our friends are going back to work, which is great if it's in a safe place and they're willing and able to. And then we know, like here in New Orleans, and we were laughing about this earlier, I hope that everyone on this knows that y'all, New Orleans doesn't have to-go drinks right now. It's the weirdest thing.
It's completely
the bars
the
are closed.
Side.
We don't have to-go drinks. It's
yeah, when you can go to Birmingham, Alabama and get a go drink and you can't get one in New Orleans, what is upside down in this world?
Yeah, it's like Massachusetts, Maine, like all of these. I was with Wayne Curtis the other day and he was like, never in my lifetime did I think you'd be able to get a to-go drink in Massachusetts and not in New Orleans. But
it's bizarre, right? And then you would think that you know, in other parts of the state, which are, you know, vehemently opposed to go drinks, that would open up. I mean, everybody else can get go drinks. It's part of my lifestyle that's been taken away from me.
It's like, we had no idea how much go drinks really mattered to us. I was telling the story earlier. My alma mater is Tulane, and they had a move-in this weekend, and a dear friend of mine was moving her daughter in, and like one of the most beautiful things was I remember a New Orleanian friend bringing us, like, after you move in, like, picked us up after the move in and brought us a frozen daiquiri. And I was like trying to recreate that. You know, we're so safe. We're in the car. They're only letting certain people in. And I wanted to show up. And I went to three different places. And I don't know why I thought other places would give me a to-go drink, but I was like, it was too much for my mind to be able to take in
to process,
and that's okay. That's the,
yeah,
you know,
right,
COVID.
Exactly.
Some things, you gotta hit them a couple of times.
Well, and
to really
you, and you know, you forget, right? Because I mean, it's like one of those things. And you're like, I'm gonna go. Oh no, okay, no, I'm not gonna go do that. Am I? That's just not happening. Let's do this,
y'all.
Caroline. Let's take a little break here on the show. We're gonna talk a little bit more about Tales of the Cocktail. Where are we? 2020. Yeah, and we'll talk a little bit about that coming up in September and all kinds of other stuff with the foundation. Take a little break here on the Mellow Drink Show, friends. Come on back.
Check your bucket. Tell me.
Welcome back to the show. Brian Diaz here. Thanks for listening to the NOLA Drink Show, friends. Happy to have you here. Thanks to the Southern Food and Beverage Museum for hosting us as we it's nice to get back out and tape some shows in person. We've been doing that a little bit here at the museum. And as you know, we're chatting with our guest, Caroline Rosen, who is the president of the Tales of the Cocktail Foundation. And Caroline, you started out, you're the executive director and then the president. So now is the next step like intergalactic overlord?
Right?
Is that happening next year? Or
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I think that we can make up any title that we want. It'd be nice to go to the moon. I'm into that. I'm open to other suggestions, but intergalactic cocktail lover sounds great.
Yeah, there you go. Intergalactic cocktail lover. You know, why be confined to the Milky Way?
Right?
I mean, let's go intergalactic on all this. Well, and so we're talking, obviously, about rescheduling and redoing and going virtual with Tales of the Cocktail starting on the 21st of September through the 24th. But maybe let's go back a little bit because, and you know, we don't want to dwell on this too much.
Right.
But you guys, when all this pandemic stuff hit, you guys actually had to cancel Tales on Tour, right? That was meant to be in Puerto Rico for the second year.
Yes.
And that had to really suck. Because that was kind of like imminent to happen, right? I mean,
yes.
It was like three weeks out.
And, you know, growing up, I'd never been to Puerto Rico. I went to Puerto Rico for the first time 2 years ago. And talk about a sister city of New Orleans.
San Juan,
I mean,
yeah.
Old San Juan is, you know, it's the cousin of the French Quarter. And you can see the Spanish architecture. You can see the emphasis on hospitality, on the, you know, culture. And we just fell in love with the city and the people and the community. And it was truly heartbreaking. I remember, you know, a couple of big festivals had called it. This was before, you know, it had really been called everywhere. And we called our friends down there and had to, you know, we have to be safe first and foremost.
Sure.
But it was detrimental to us. It was super sad for everything that we had planned. But that's life. You know, as a foundation, Tales on Tour and Tales New Orleans are our biggest fundraisers.
Mm-hmm.
So just like every other business in the U.S., we're being cognizant of what we're spending and how we grow. And that's what I'm excited about. I'm excited to see, you know, what really resonates with people in this digital version in September, because I think that this is an opportunity for us to weave in great things, even when we are back in person, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
If there's an opportunity for our friends in Dubai to watch the seminars live and record that content, like, that's what I'm trying to focus on, because there's so much crap to focus on, too.
Yeah, right. you raise a really good point. I think it sounds like you guys kind of went through it. Isn't it interesting when you're talking with people with whom you collaborate?
Yeah.
And then you go, you're adapting, you're pivoting, to use that term we all seem to be using these days.
Mm-hmm.
And you come up with some great ideas, and you're like, why the hell didn't I think of this in like normal times in the first place?
Right.
And I mean, there is, I guess if there's a silver lining in this, at least part of that silver lining is that we're being more creative. And
yeah.
I think, like you said, a lot of it's great to hear with Tales that there's going to be probably ideas that stick moving forward, especially
yeah.
for people, I'm guessing maybe people that can't travel.
Yeah.
When we get back to doing it physically.
Exactly. And, you know, our audience has always been bartenders and people that love the bar and people that support our bartenders. And I think it's going to be tough for all of us for a couple of years. And so, you know, someone was asking me, we're right now, you know, having like hotel conversations, which is so bizarre, right? to be having a hotel conversation right now when I haven't been in a hotel for 5 months and I used to be in them every week. But,
right.
You know, I think it is interesting. And what we're committed to doing is, again, bringing this education, bringing this community to every single bartender, every single person that loves the bar, and doing that without a cost to them. Because
mm-hmm.
this is when people need a community now more than ever.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, not just about necessarily making the best Negroni, but, mm-hmm. you know, how are you handling this? And we're so lucky to have so many fantastic people in our Cocktail Apprentice program, on our grants committee, our education committee, our spirited awards co-chairs, that we've really been leaning on them. And y'all, this is those chairs. It is volunteer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I just want to thank every human that sits on any of our committees and has really helped us through this, because you can't make these decisions in a silo.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
And it's now more than ever, we have to be open and transparent, and we have to float ideas off of one another. And it takes more time, but it's definitely, I think, I know it's worth it in the long run because mm-hmm. we're all on this crazy journey together. And I got to say, I'm upset that we have to be virtual in some ways, but I'm also excited because I think it's going to help Tails for decades to come.
Yeah. That's what we're talking about here. I think that that's a great idea because you're going to get a lot of lessons learned from it.
Yeah.
And as we're saying, you know, be able to integrate some of those things moving yeah. forward. And, you know, look, I mean, not everybody, especially people that, you know, in the hospitality industry in the middle of summer, it's not easy for everybody to, yeah. like if you run a bar in Barcelona or something like that, to be able to take a week off to come to New Orleans. Well, you know, financially and time-wise, that's right. when you're making money and that's your high season.
Yeah.
So being able to create mechanisms for people to participate that can't necessarily get here in July, I think yeah. is fantastic.
So can I tell you my favorite thing that I'm excited about for Virtual Tales is we're doing these global office / mentorship hours.
Okay.
And so we've asked members of on all of our committees, as well as just spectacular human beings that have done so much for our industry across the globe, to donate 90 minutes of their time. And we are setting up 30-minute mentoring office hour sessions.
Oh, cool.
Where you can see, you know, Brian's passions are, you know, it would have your name up there. And it would have, you know, you're passionate about everything from sustainability to hospitality and culture. And then people that are looking through can match up with you. And it's going to be a one-on-one FaceTime experience where you're actually going to have access to these people. Which I think is just cool.
I think that's great.
It's not just American people or European. It's people across the globe that have donated their time. And I think that that's going to be really special.
Yeah, that's great. That. So people can just kind of pop in, ask some questions, get answers.
So you set an appointment. So you get to go see all the people that are available for appointments, and you set up an appointment with them to chat and have a one-on-one experience.
Oh, so it's a one-on-one kind of, oh, very
yeah.
cool. Okay, gotcha.
So it's one-on-one experiences. So for anyone who's listening, I cannot wait to release that list because there are just some people that, you know, our good friend Salvatore Calabrese, you know, who
I know Sal.
Yeah. Yeah. He's the man, right? Yeah. He doesn't travel to Tails every year. And I had the opportunity to get to meet him last October when I was in Europe. And, you know, just great leaders and upcoming leaders of our industry are going to be sharing their time with us. And there's nothing more precious than people, especially people that are so busy and are going through so much, sharing their time with us.
That's great.
Exciting.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this question, and we're going to sure. take a break in about a minute and a half, Caroline. Just to tie a bow back, and I had mentioned Tails on Tour, and I know mm-hmm. next year is very difficult to predict, but is it still something that you guys are going to want to keep in the fold when we can do it?
Yeah, I think that when we can, we would love to. Mm-hmm. I mean, just seeing the impact that we've been able to have on different communities and what we've learned from those communities has been, you know, invaluable. So
cool.
Definitely it's on the docket when someone will take our passports and we can travel.
Sure,
again.
And we can travel again. Yeah, that makes a lot of, that's what we're really, that's really the rub, isn't it, right there? So we can actually go somewhere. Tails on Tour does imply tour.
So,
yeah. Well, let's do this, friends. We're going to take a little break here on the NOLA Drink Show. Come on, man.
I say a little prayer and drink up, and thank the Lord for driving me home once more. There's an open Bible on the table and an empty bottle on the floor. Last night I thought I died and went to Whiskey Hill.
Down yonder, down on the farm, down yonder, where I was born, way down yonder on the farm, raise that chicken and raise that corn, down yonder, down on the farm.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. Brian Hughes here with WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans and in podcast land, wherever you may be. Really anywhere around the world. If you're listening into the NOLA Drink Show, I do appreciate it. We are chatting with Caroline Rosen, who is now the intergalactic overlord of the Tales of the Cocktail Foundation. We've promoted her here today. We'll run that by Neil and Gary. And we'll get exactly. Time for new business cards. If you want to use me as a reference. say, sure, I approve of that.
Putting it on LinkedIn as we speak.
Yeah, right, exactly. Putting it on LinkedIn as we speak. Perfect. Yeah, cool. So we're talking about sort of the redo of Tales of the Cocktail here this year on September 21st through 24th. Going to be a lot of fun. Caroline, tell us a little bit about, because you know, we were talking about some of this during the break, too. Like any business, and it's a business, mm-hmm. and it's a foundation, of course, and stuff, and a nonprofit and a charity, but it certainly it hasn't been easy. And yeah. So, like, some, you were telling me that there's been some tough staff stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we lost a third of our team. We took pay cuts, and we're like anyone else. I mean, I think people have a perception that Tales is this entity that is, you know, very luxe and everything else. At the end of the day, we're a nonprofit, and our goal is to make money to give it away. And without our two signature fundraisers this year, it's going to be tough. Mm-hmm. We are announcing one grant that we're giving away with Bacardi, with the Grey Goose team, which I'm really, really excited to announce. But we are, you know, tightening our belts, and we are being very careful with the dollars that we spend, and we're trying to support our community and lift up voices that may not always have been able to be echoed, and we're just trying to do the best that we can. And,
sure.
I think it's refreshing to hear, like, it's not all rainbow and sunshine,
right.
And I don't think anyone expects that right now, but we are definitely doing our damnedest to meet the needs of our community while also staying afloat and getting to next year, which hopefully we can meet in person.
Yeah.
Right?
And that'll make all the difference in the world, too. And I mean, and just even things like you're talking about, because that funding for the grants program, which was really something that you guys, when you all took over with the regime change at Tales, was such a cornerstone part of the program, and something that I was most excited about is, you know, way back when, and that's, you know, you can't, if you don't have it, you can't give it away.
Right.
It's not that you don't want to.
Right.
It's just not there. Like, right.
It's not in the bank account. Mm-hmm. No, I think it's been really interesting, and I think that's one of the conversations that we'll be having with our partners, too, is like, how do we get that program back up and going, and, you know, partners are open to it, but we also know all of our partners are also in pickles, right?
Sure.
I mean, this is truly something that's affecting everyone, every business across the globe. But like I continue to say, I think that this is a tough time, but this is a community. This is such a resilient community. You know, I was talking with the wonderful Charlotte Voicy this morning, and, you know, you just have these moments where you're like, I just need to, like, bars are still going to be around, right? Bars are still going to be, like, you know, you just need to be talked down. And she, like, took this, like, very Charlotte, like, Caroline, you know, and I cannot do an accent. I'm from Alabama. I can barely speak English. But, you know, she said, as Dale said, people have been gathering in bars for centuries. We're going to be okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's going to look different, but I wouldn't want to go through this with any other group of people. Our hospitality community, especially our bar community, is so giving and is so resilient. And if there's any way to figure it out, it's going to be with this crew.
Yeah,
so.
Right. It's a resourceful group of people.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, and you've got to be resourceful. You've got to be creative in this industry. And we were talking about before we went on the air, and something that we've certainly talked about on this show a ton is, you know, people sometimes think that, you know, if you're running a successful bar or restaurant, like you said, like, people think Tales is like a Lux Life kind of thing. And it's like, you know, people are operating on 2-5% margin.
Yeah.
And actually, if, you know, if you're hitting 5-6% margin in a restaurant, you're doing good. But that doesn't leave you a lot of padding to get through, maybe other than like low season or something like that. And it's just a whole different landscape.
It is a whole different landscape. And I'm really interested to see, like, how do we address that moving forward? Like, not only how do we make all of our spaces more equitable and inclusive, how do we make them truly viable for the long run?
Yeah.
Like, what is that conversation between not only employee and owner, but customer, consumer, and employee and owner? And I think that's where we're going to have a larger conversation. Is it that prices go up? Is it that help? Like, how do we make this more sustainable? And obviously, there are brilliant minds that y'all know. I've had two failing restaurants in my career, so I am not the mind that you need on this, but I know that there are a lot, and I'm here to amplify those messages, and I'm here to support, because we're all going to have to pitch in where we can.
Yeah, absolutely. And that, and this is the right community to be able to do it globally.
Yeah.
Which I think is really, really important. And you raise some really good issues. And it is, you know, it's interesting how we have this with the pandemic, with Black Lives Matter, all these other things. Mm-hmm. You know, it's very easy to get bogged down, I think, if in any business, but like bar and restaurant, right? It's kind of like the day to day. I just got to get myself through today.
Right.
And then I open the doors tomorrow and get through tomorrow. And that's kind of the norm. And we are, you know, this was going on, I think it's interesting. I mean, this was going on in the industry before, but it's even brought, I think, a finer focus to some of these, like you mentioned, inclusivity, diversity, health and wellness. I mean, and you're sticking around for the podcast, only saying we're going to talk more about that stuff there. But it's brought a light. I mean, again, maybe another silver lining is that we're refocusing on asking those questions in more substantive ways than we did in the past, perhaps.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's exciting, right? Mm-hmm. This is a time where I think we can make real change, and this is an opportunity, and that's the way that we have to think about it. And it's an opportunity to collaborate, and it's an opportunity to change some things that needed to be changed for a long time.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
That's really exciting. And that's definitely something that Tails has helped take the lead on, which I think was really important. And I think that was important to you guys, to Neil and to Gary and yourself and these things. And to me, that was such an important and needed change when you all took over Tails of the Cocktail, because that was the component. And it wasn't bereft before.
Right.
But that wasn't being addressed and at the fore with the seminars. And it's important, right? I mean, it's fun to come and taste, and it's fun to come and drink and go to the tasting rooms and go to the parties and all that. But to come away, it's a professional development organization beyond being a charity as well.
Absolutely.
And being able to have those things, those components. And we're not going to lose those in September, which I think is such a cool
part. No, absolutely not. And I think, you know, one of the things I'm really proud of is, you know, we, like you said, we've known that these are issues that we needed to address head on from the get-go. And we started last year actually working with a nationally acclaimed nonprofit who really dives in deep to look at how you respond to infractions in a code of conduct. Like, how do you do that in a space like Tails? And how do you make sure that you're being equitable across the globe? And we started that work last October.
Mm-hmm.
This work doesn't happen overnight. It's not like you get to a finish line and you call it quits, but we're actually going to, I'm not sure when this is airing, but we're going to be able to announce who we've been working with and announce all of the new protocols, how you report, how we support, not only in person, but also digitally.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be announcing that in the beginning of September.
Okay, great. So this will happen. This will air right before that.
Okay, great. Yeah. So go to our website, check it out. We're going to do a big splash about it. But again, you know, there's a ton more work to do, and there always will be. But I'm really proud of our, you know, our small team for making it a priority and making sure that we can have safe and equitable places.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah. Well, let's do this, Caroline. We got about a minute and a half before we had to close out the radio portion of the show. Tell people where they can find Tails of the Cocktail online so that they can sign up when the signups are open for the conference. But just check out what goes on year-round and get involved.
Absolutely. So you can find us at Tails, and that's T-A-L-E-S of the cocktail.org. You can also find us on Instagram, and it's Tails of the Cocktail with underscores in between each of the words.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also find us on Facebook at Tails of the Cocktail Foundation.
Cool. And hashtag TOTC20. Are we on that one yet?
Oh my gosh. I guess we are. I hadn't even thought about it. Yes. Hashtag TOTC20.
Okay. Very good. And Caroline, really quickly before we close out the radio portion of the show, I'm assuming everything like Daiquiri season, I know that was kind of being reimagined and Tales of the Toddy and all this stuff. So we're probably just, we're shooting for next year.
Yeah, we're shooting for next year. I think the goal is to kill Tales, offer something really amazing to the community, and make sure that we are serving while we're also staying afloat.
Okay, perfect. You're going to stick around for another shot with Nola Drinks. We're going to talk a little bit more about some stuff in the industry and some things like that. But if you are listening on the radio, go to noladrinks.com, get the podcast, because that's where the action is at, friends.
Woo!
And but if you are listening on the radio, I do appreciate it. Remember to be kind to one another. Oh, as always, use your turn signal. And now more than ever, take care of each other. Cheers, y'all.
Everybody, thanks for sticking around for another shot with Noah Drinks. Hope you are enjoying our conversation here with Caroline, the intergalactic overlord of Tales of the Cocktail. We're going to bounce right back over to the Southern Food and Beverage Museum and continue our chat with her, and then I will close things out with my parting shot, friends. Here we go. All right, everybody, up another shot with Noel Drinks. Brian Diaz here with you. Thanks for sticking around for our podcast-only segment. We're chatting with Caroline Rosen, who is the president of Tales of the Cocktail Foundation. You said you took a pay cut, so I was figuring, why not give you a promotion and title, right? I mean, intergalactic overlord of the Tales of the Cocktail Foundation. I mean, if we go to Gary and Neil and the rest of the board and we say, this is, look, I took a pay cut. I want to be the intergalactic overlord of the Tales of the Cocktail Foundation.
You know, that's the beauty of COVID. I'm sure they'd say, hell yes, at this point, yeah, as long as I wasn't asking for more money.
Yeah, see, exactly. Whatever the hell you want to call yourself, is that. And I'm going to go for, I mean, I wield no axe in this, Caroline, but if I can go to bat for you for that title, you let me know. I'm happy to do it.
I'm telling you, as soon as I put it on LinkedIn, you've got to, what do you do when you're on LinkedIn? You like recommend or you like, I don't know.
Yeah, like the thumbs up, the endorse. Or, yeah, that's right. Endorse.
So I'm going to need your endorsement once it.
You got it.
Really decide on the intergalactic title that I want.
Okay, yeah, I think that's really good. I like that. The intergalactic overlord thing works great because then we can do Tales on Tour in the Andromeda Galaxy.
That's right.
And you have your rank.
Perfect.
And recognition when you get there, which is perfect. And if you're listening, which you probably are, but if you're seeing some stuff on social media, maybe you are, we've rectified our problem. We were a little thirsty. So
exactly.
Now we're drinking a little whiskey, and this is where we do the podcast only segment, and usually it comes off the rails, which is fantastic. That's why I do the show.
We're in the podcast only version now, so we're really going to get a little loose.
Totally. So, I mean, F-bombs are all good. You can say whatever the hell you want, and we're drinking whiskey. And, Caroline, you've been on the show several times before, so you know how this goes.
Yeah.
It's just quick making sure that we don't come completely unhinged here in the last 15 or so minutes, but it's fine. But I wanted to talk to you a little bit here in this segment because, as you know, when we're doing the podcast only thing, a lot of our friends that are listening, not only in this area, in the New Orleans area, but really around the country and around the world, are industry folks and a lot of hardcore serious enthusiasts that, mm-hmm. that care about the industry a lot. So what are some of the things, I know we were talking about this in the previous couple segments, we've talked about inclusivity and diversity to a degree. Mm-hmm. Outside of COVID, and well, let me ask you this, are there going to be some, is there some programming like trying to help people navigate this pandemic stuff going on and keep your business afloat?
Oh my gosh, yes. I mean, we have a seminar that's like, what should you, I don't remember the exact title of it. Jackie Summers is hosting it.
And
it's a psychologist, it's a financial person, and it's Jackie kind of helping lead that. And it's like, what are like the basic next steps that you as a human going through this like need to touch base with every 30, 60, 90 like days? Like, what are some practical things that you can be doing to help your mental health? And a lot of people are already doing some of these things, but I think, you know, you definitely hit that like COVID fatigue, you hit that online fatigue.
Yeah.
So like, are you moving? And there's a whole slew of education around what's happening right now. And, you know, we looked at that because we have this process, right? Like we'd really, in year three, we really thought we had this down pat. You've been here with us through, you know, through the first year, which was crazy. And then we had a hurricane and it was all these things that we really thought we'd had it figured out. And the education committee, we have people submit those in October through January of this past year. And then we have the committee meet on it. And then, you know, it goes through. And we all looked up in March and we were like, well, the world is completely different now. Or maybe it's not completely different, but the conversations that we're having are completely different. So that's where a lot of these live seminars are coming into play. It's really, really timely discussions where, you know, if something happens in the next 2 weeks, we've made them broad enough that you don't have to necessarily pivot. It's still within the scope of what we want to cover. And that's really focusing on the bartender, focusing on the community, and trying to figure out what some of those best practices are. And, mm-hmm. you know, we were talking about this earlier. You know, I'm personally in the middle of planning for next year, as many of my counterparts are that work for brands. And, you know, if you're just trying to project for next year, this is around the time you start that. And, I kind of came in frazzled today and I was like, how do we do this? And there's something even that just soothes my soul of saying, you're not alone. No one has the answer right now, mm-hmm. but these are three steps you can take forward. And that's what has been personally really great for me with COVID is, you know, I used to get really like I could project a vision. And once I had that long term vision, then I could take the steps to it. But even if there isn't that long term vision, it's about not being overwhelmed, not being too tough on yourself. We have so many friends that have families and they're working from home. They've lost their jobs, they're on unemployment. What are some easy, great things that you can make at home for cheap? Mm-hmm. What is that step? Like, I've personally started on this walking regimen where for the last 2.5 weeks, I've walked at least 1.5 miles a day. And that's not a lot, but think about that. If you were behind a bar, you were walking 3.5 miles a day at least.
Right,
and like,
right.
I've committed to that just to make sure that my mental health is in check. And it's these little things that you can do. So I'm not on any of these panels. I'm obviously talking way too much right now, but I'm really proud of the education committee and our committees that have come up with some really timely things to discuss, because I mean, as we sit here and sip on some delicious whiskey, we also know that, you know, we have to have some real tough in-depth conversations this year and be open to that. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we're doing, and then I promise I'll let you ask a question.
You can tell how excited
I am to see real people.
Yeah.
They're not my husband. Like literally I would have bear hugged both of y'all if I could have when you walked in. But we're also doing roundtables this year. So it's a 16 person max group that can gather in these smaller discussions. And some of them are like Alex Day, who is not only an amazing owner, he's an amazing writer. He was one of the first cocktail apprentices. He sits on our education committee. He's actually having a roundtable that he wants owners with multiple venues to come in and discuss specifically, like, what are some of the best practices around that? And so, listen, if you're not one of the 16 in that room, but you're an owner of multiple venues, within an hour, you're going to have access to some of these conversations that people are having. And I think now more than ever, it's just having the conversations and trying to find that ground where we can move forward.
Yeah, and that's great. We talked about all these little nuggets of creativity that we're all finding through this situation. So it becomes very difficult because I think, in a sense, and you know this, Caroline, very well, especially here in New Orleans, I think it's a really good example. But anywhere, I always like to say, information is transmitted shoulder to shoulder sitting at a bar.
Yeah.
And especially in this industry or in this town. I mean, it's where you meet tourists or locals and you share this last great meal that you had, or you give people tips on where to go, or you strike up business relationships for that matter, and all of that stuff. And so we're all kind of finding our way through these things and being creative and coming up with stuff. But the mechanism to then be able to share those ideas is not there, or it's different now. And so what you guys are doing, I think, is great because people are coming up with really good ideas and having really good, honest conversations, difficult conversations, all of this stuff. And that's what we need, are the venues to share these conversations on a broader level, because it's become so much more difficult to do so.
Yeah, absolutely.
In our normal way, you know.
In the way we did before Corona.
You're right, exactly. I mean, and I know it sounds kind of trite, and I do say this on the show a lot. It's especially, I mean, and I know there are other places in the world that are like this, but you think about like this town, it's you build, like I just said, you build business relationships, you exchange ideas. It's a small world in a lot of ways. So when you encounter people, it's such a normal way that we connect, learn, grow, whatever. And when that's kind of changed, I think that's what I, you know, and that's why we go out, right? That's why we go to these establishments. And that's the thing that I miss the most about it. And we were talking during the break, you know, we can all make drinks at home and we can all cook at home and stuff like that. It's that being able to share this stuff, and that's important. And I'm really glad that you guys are continuing to do what you're doing because we need these mechanisms.
Absolutely. I'm staring into Brian and his lovely wife Sylvia's eyes right now. Like, y'all don't know how excited I am to be sitting. We are sitting at the bar, which is not a functional bar right now.
We made it a functional bar.
We made it a functional bar, damn it. And I'm like gazing into their eyes. It has been over 5 months that I've sat at a bar and stared at someone. So thanks for letting me stare at y'all.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy to stare right back at you. There you go. We've adapted. We're looking at this nice back bar here in the historic antique bar in the Southern Food and Beverage Museum.
Right.
Those bottles have just been sitting there gathering dust for the past few months.
Exactly.
So what the hell? Let's get into them.
Exactly.
And we did. So, Caroline, with some of when you mentioned Jackie, Jackie's a friend, so I think you've picked the right guy. So he's going to be kind of talking about a very sort of multidisciplinary approach to.
I mean, Jackie,
because he is that guy.
He is that guy. I mean, if you don't follow Jackie Summers, I highly recommend it. He's more active on Facebook than Instagram. He's the liquitarian on Instagram.
Yeah, the liquitarian.
Yeah. But just a salt of the earth, great guy. He is fantastic. He has an amazing cat as well. I'm telling you, the cat content is top notch.
Especially on Instagram, right? Facebook is more like issue driven, and then the Instagram is like him working out because the dude's jacked. And then the cat.
He doesn't age. He doesn't gain weight. It's kind of insane, but we love him for that. And he actually has done a seminar for the last 2 years, and it has been I'm going to mess this up, but it's like finding a seat at the table, making a longer table, and it was really interesting.
We did a show with Jackie in the panel.
You did?
Last time around,
make sure you go back and listen to that in the archives of NOLA Drinks, but you know, he was going to do a third installation of that with a twist, and we were on this education call, and he was like, we need a whole new fucking table. I was like,
yes.
Let's do that. And so he's kind of, you know, obviously driving these conversations, and we have Chris Cabrera, who's coming back for a part two to their seminar from last year. We obviously
LGBTQ
have some,
stuff in the
community. Yeah, LGBTQ plus BIPOC, you know, what is, and they've actually done a couple of our webinars with us during COVID, which has been great, but it's going to be a whole gambit of education. And on top of that, again, it's these mentorship / office hours, and it's having access to people that this is the time. I mean, everyone that's logging in, and if you have always, like, I'll never forget last year, one of the Red Coat caps, which is a first year cap, and our cocktail apprentice program is by far one of the best things that Tails does. It's mentorship. It's learning how to bat. I mean, they provide all the drinks for all the Tails sponsored and hosted events. And it's truly like a fraternity, not in like a college way, but in like a
camaraderie,
way.
Yeah, sure.
And I'll never forget, Dave was walking by, and a couple of the caps were like, oh my God, it's Dave Wondrich. It's Dave Wondrich, you know? And I said, well, go catch him. Like, he didn't care. Like, I overheard it. I said, go catch him. And they ran down the hall, and they were like, hey, Mr. Wondrich. And it was this conversation, and it was like, those are the moments. And so what I would say is, like, get on the platform. Look around at what makes you excited and see what's there, because everyone like that's there wants to connect, right? Like they want to be a part of this. And so this is an opportunity that I think you're going to get out of it, what you put into it. I'm excited to bring that to life. And that's the most important thing, right? Because even what we heard from our committees, and you're the same way. I mean, you get to interview so many amazing people because they're all in town during Tails, which he will be doing that again this year via the Zoom. I can't wait to see what happens on some of those because, you know, it's going to be exciting, right? Like, we still want to have that energy. But, you know, what we heard was we like those moments after when you get to walk up to someone and say, God, I loved that. That was just fantastic. And there are going to be so many opportunities to do that during this platform that I hope people find that.
Yeah. And that's great because to build those bridges and connect the people. That I think that's fantastic. Let me ask you this, Caroline, a question or two before we close it on out here. So we were talking about the Cocktail Apprentice Program, the CAP program. Is there kind of some adaptation going on with that this year? Because I know it's something that people really look forward to.
Yeah, I mean, we're not having an officially a CAP class this year, but we are figuring out how we can support the CAPs throughout the year. So we're still in progress with that. I think, you know, a lot of the CAPs are going to help us in our seminar rooms like they usually do, which is great. But we are looking forward to figuring out, and we've really put it on CAP leadership and said, what do you all want? Right? Like, what can we do for this group? And there's such a good alumni group of CAPs that I think maybe this is the time to get the alumni involved and really focus on that.
It's such a lifeblood program to Tales of the Cocktail. Yeah. And people go read about it on the website if you're not familiar with it. One last question for you, too. With, like, we're talking about some of the grant money and stuff like that being tough. How have the, in a general sense, not naming names, how have the brands been? Very supportive, very understanding as much as they can be spiritually, economically, when they can be ecumenically, to quote Johnny Depp in Pirates of the Caribbean. Grammatically.
No, it was very like, someone like very tactfully was like, is there anything big missing from Tales this year? And the answer is no. Like, we're very fortunate that all of our, you know, we have some really large partners, and there are about 10 of them that come to the table and have a really big partnership with us, and they're all back. Everything has been scaled down in some way, shape, or form, but they're being really supportive. And, you know, this is a tough time for on-premise, right?
Yeah, without a doubt.
And I actually admire that these brands are continuing to focus on bartenders and focus on trade, because it would be really easy to put all of those dollars into Drizzly right now.
Right.
And so I'm really excited that they have been so wonderful. And, I think it's great. You know, now we've just got to figure out what we do when we can all get back together, right? Like, how do we really and truly do something impactful in that time from now until we can be back together? But we're working on it.
That's great. Doing good work there and important work, friends. So, Caroline, one more time, tell people the website and social media. And September 21st through the 24th, Monday through Thursday, Tales Online Virtual. Everybody can participate for free, which is fantastic.
You just got to you gotta set it up. You got to just fill out your schedule. You can find us at Tales, and that's T-A-L-E-S of the cocktail.org, Tales of the Cocktail. And that's underscores in between each word on Instagram, and Tales of the Cocktail Foundation on Facebook.
Awesome. Perfect.
Yeah.
Great to see you.
So good to see you.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for the time. Yeah. And once again, shout out to the Southern Food and Beverage Museum, Brent, Grace, Liz, and the gang here. And a great place to go catch the podcast, by the way, the Nitty Grits Media Podcast Network, of which this show was an inaugural show, probably because they were looking for warm bodies and I happened to do a show. But we're here, and we got a studio built in the museum, and you're going to see a lot of cool stuff coming out there. Friends, brief musical interlude, and I'll be back with my parting shot. All right, everybody. Hey, thanks for listening into the show, friends, this week. Always happy to have you here. As we noted in our show notes at the top of the, in our show notes on the website, that we taped the featured interview right around the time that Hurricane Laura was striking Southwest Louisiana and Southeast Texas. And our thoughts were with those people, also encouraging you to support and help out those folks where you can. Especially as we move into this phase, not the immediate relief phase, but the rebuild phase, which is very, very difficult, very, very time consuming. And lots of times, of course, the attention goes away and the political will goes away to kind of capture everybody's attention and keep us focused on that and help those people recover. And now, as I'm recording this portion of the show to close things out, we have also suffered in the overall region here on the Gulf Coast, Hurricane Sally, and same messaging there for our friends in Alabama and the Florida Panhandle in particular. Please look out for ways that you can help those people now and as they rebuild. Also, kind of on a downer note, and this is, of course, our parting shot, we wanted to give a special shout out to our good friends at Latitude 29, the very fine tiki bar and restaurant run by my good friends, Jeff Beachbum Berry and his wife, Anine. They lost a member of the team, a member of the family, Brad Smith, who is their general manager and a very, very talented head bartender as well, and a great guy recently in an untimely fashion. And our thoughts are with them. It's a great group of people that work there. And Brad was a great guy. I didn't really know him all that well, but I've known him for years, but really kind of got to know him a little bit better in over the past year or so. He was a guest on the show with Jeff back in December. I think really fun show. Go back and listen to that. And I got to know him a little bit better, and it was always good to see him when I go into Latitude 29. And really a warm guy, especially when you got to know him. And it's very sad that this happened. So again, our thoughts are with our friends at Latitude 29, Brad's friends and Brad's family. We're thinking about you here on the NOLA Drink Show, of course. And remember, friends, during these times, it's very important that we take care of each other. So be on the lookout for one another. If you need help, get help. It's out there. Friends, that's our parting shot. Be well. Here's to you.